three ways that life insurance can be classed as an asset rather than a liability for the owner. Next on Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio with New York Times best-selling author and your host, Doug Andrew.
This is Doug Andrew speaking to you, our incredible national audience, from our three-dimensional wealth studios nestled in the base of the majestic Rocky Mountains. This show is about empowering you, people and organizations, that want to optimize their assets, minimize taxes, and empower their authentic wealth. Well, folks, you may be aware I've been a financial strategist and a retirement planning specialist now for more than 48 years. And so many times when I bring up the subject in my educational events of life insurance, people will go, whoa, wait a minute. Doug, I thought you were a financial strategist and helped people accumulate money for goals like retirement. What are you talking about life insurance for? Or I've never seen a life insurance policy that has ever been a good investment. And I go, oh, dear. Okay. Then you've never seen one structured correctly and funded properly, because once you understand how to do that, which unfortunately a lot of financial advisors don't know how to do what I'm going to explain next, you go, oh, my heck, where have you been? This knocks the socks off of putting money into my 401k or IRAs or whatever. Why didn't somebody tell me about this? Okay. And so in this segment and into the next one, I'm going to talk about three particular ways that actually a max funded insurance contract. Okay. Now, did you notice I said max funded insurance contract? This is a unique way to design an insurance policy where you're doing it primarily for the living benefits, for the tax-free accumulation and the tax-free income that you can generate, and incredible rates of return, tax-free, by maximum funding it, okay, and taking the least amount of insurance the IRS will let you get away with, okay? You're using it primarily for living benefits. And when you finally do die, it blossoms and transfers income tax-free when you die. But see, most people would come to me as a retirement planning specialist, and they wanted to know, Doug, where do you put your money, your serious cash, to be able to have the best liquidity and safety, not lose when the market goes down, and predictable rates of return that outperform even IRAs and 401ks that they tout? Well, if you could earn 12%, then you'll have this much money. Well, not if you subtract taxes out of it at the end of the day in a tax-deferred IRA or 401k. Because if you earn 12%, you're really only netting about 8% in a 33% tax bracket. And for years, I've been earning, let's say, 11 and netting 10. And 10% tax-free is better than having to earn 12 in a tax-deferred IRA or 401k, which only nets me 8 after paying tax, okay? And so let's talk about how insurance, when you structure it to accumulate money tax-free, you're using it for living benefits, can be classed as a significant asset on your balance sheet or your retirement planning goals or all kinds of other goals like college funding for your kids and grandkids or working capital for business or whatever. And when you do that, you begin to understand, wow, this is an asset. Whereas a lot of people think life insurance, for example, is a liability. It's a bill that you pay, and it's a necessary evil. I mean, I wish I had a nickel for every time I've heard people say, oh, yeah, insurance is a necessary evil. Well, then you don't understand how to structure it to be an incredible asset. So let's talk about this. Now, one of my favorite vehicles is what I call an IUL. That is actually an industry term, indexed universal life. And we're not talking about indexed mutual funds. This is a strategy, indexed universal life. And so this particular product is where I have earned average rates of return of 9.62% since 1980 when it was first introduced, not by an insurance company, by E.F. Hutton, who was a broker-dealer at the time, okay? And they realized, clear back in 1980, that even their clients, if they did earn 12%, like I said, with their money in a portfolio of mutual funds in a tax-deferred, you know, IRA or 401k now, you're not really going to net 12%, because if you ended up with $1 million nest egg in tax-deferred IRAs and 401ks, and if you were really earning 12%, which most people do not earn on the average with their money in the market, Dalbar says the average investor in the market really only earns about 3.49%. If you bought and held, you'd earn maybe 9.14 is what they say, over a 20-year period. But you're not netting 9, you're netting 6 in a 33% bracket. If you had $1 million nest egg earning 9%, that's 90 grand a year you could theoretically pull out without depleting your $1 million nest egg. But you have to pay tax between federal and state tax on that 90,000. You're netting 60,000 after tax. But most people, they're buying and selling at the wrong time. So Dalbar says most retirees are only really earning about 3.5%. And this is what precipitated the 4% rule in the financial services industry, because most broker-dealers do not want their advisors illustrating any more than a 4% payout. In fact, if you take more than 4%, they want you to sign a waiver, a hold harmless, that you will not sue that advisor for you outliving your money. And that's called the 4% rule, because they realize most people in retirement only average about 3.5%. If you're taking out 4, you're going to slowly deplete your nest egg, but not before your LE. That means life expectancy. That's called the 4% rule. I think that's pretty pathetic, okay? I mean, to have $1 million nest egg and only pull out $40,000 a year, and then you have to pay tax on 40, even in a 25% tax bracket, you're only netting $30,000 or 3%. That's ridiculous. I've earned 10, 11. If I earn 10 and net 9, how much more is 9% on $1 million? That's 90 grand. Totally tax-free. If you pull out $90,000 out of an IRA or 401k, if you did earn 9% in the market, on the average, you'd only net 60. What would you rather have, 60,000 or 90,000 tax-free? Hello? 90,000 is 50% more income. But generally, based on what people actually realize with their money in the market in retirement, this is like 3 times as much. Because if they tell you to take out 4%, you're only netting 3, but you could be earning 9 tax-free, a 90,000 is 3 times. That's 300% more than 30,000. Does that make sense? Okay. Now, a lot of times people go, well, I've never seen an insurance policy do this. Well, you haven't seen it structured correctly, okay? But see, a max-funded insurance contract is extremely flexible. And we have many, many people who have been socking away $500 a month for 30 years that now has, over $1 million in their IUL policy or policies. You can diversify. Sometimes people would put in, $250,000 and then add $2,000 a month. And in 10 years, they've got $1 million in there. We've had people put in $500,000 and it doubled to $1 million in 7.5 years at 9.6%. And then it doubled from $1 million to $2 million in another 7.5 years at the end of 15 years. And then it doubles to $4 million in the 22nd year, and then doubles in the 30th year to $8 million. We have people with IUL policies that have $8 million of cash value that can generate $800,000 a year, a 10% payout without depleting principal, totally tax free. And I don't want you to be left in the dust, okay? And so when we talk about this, if they fill out their balance sheet, for example, they list that million or 8 million on their assets. But it's 8 million tax free. It's an asset. That asset is generating many times 8 to 10% payouts. Every million can generate 80,000 to 100,000 a year of tax free income. Is that an asset or is that a liability? And people go, well, how come I've never heard of this before? Well, this is what has motivated me to write books and teach educational sessions for years. In fact, I teach financial advisors this. This is why many times we will put together workshops for financial advisors. And if you're an advisor out there and you know how IUL can help people, but you want to understand it better, you can go to IULworkshop.com and come to one of my educational events. We teach CPAs and tax attorneys and so forth. But folks, this is about you. I'm going to share with you, we're coming to teach the general public very powerful half-day educational events. These are called Retire by Design. These are designed for you to be able to get super clear on the best way to accumulate money tax-free for your retirement, then be able to generate tax-free income that will last as long as you do at maybe double or triple what an IRA or 401k would generate, okay? Is this worth your time?
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio. This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
IUL, a superior tax-free capital accumulation account. Welcome back. This is Doug Andrew, Three Dimensional Wealth Radio. If you're just joining us, in the previous segment, I was talking about three ways that life insurance, and I'm talking specifically about my favorite type, indexed universal life, can be classed as a significant asset. Okay, it is an asset class even by itself, but it passes the liquidity, safety, and rate of return test with flying colors, and it's tax-free. That's the icing on the cake. But a lot of people view insurance as a liability, like it's a bill, because most people think of insurance, well, as a necessary evil. I've got to pay this insurance premium. I'm not going to die. Yeah, I know a lot of people that said that, and within a year, they were 6 feet under. But folks, you never know. But see, most people in the 48 years that I've been a retirement planning specialist, most people came to me not necessarily wanting or needing life insurance for death. If they did, that was okay. But they wanted to know, Doug, where is the best place that you put your money to accumulate the money tax-free or tax-advantaged? And at good rates of return, where it's super safe and it's liquid in case I need to get to it without having 10% penalties by the IRS if I touch it or whatever. And I go, oh, no question. In a max funded insurance contract, and I would put it into a universal life. But when indexed universal life was introduced in 1997, because interest rates started coming down, I said, this is the best vehicle ever, because this is not an indexed fund. This is not like a variable life insurance policy where your money is invested in the market, and so you choose indexed funds to put your money in, because I don't care if you use the S&P 500 to diversify your money if it's actually in the S&P and the market drops 40%. Like it did in 2008, you will lose 40%. That's an index fund. See, a lot of financial advisors don't understand what I'm talking about right now. See, indexing is a strategy, and that's where your money is not invested in the market, in the S&P. Your returns on your money, safely tucked in the insurance company, is linked to an index like the S&P. The insurance company is agreeing to pay you whatever the S&P grows by if it grows during a given year. But if the S&P loses, you will not lose any of the principal you started with due to that market downturn, because your money is not invested in the market. And some people go, huh? How can they afford to do that? Okay. I'm going to say it right now, and it may go over your head, but hopefully you'll want to come and learn more about this. If I have, whether it's $10,000, $100,000, let's say I have $1 million accumulated in a max-funded index universal life insurance policy. So let's say that I feel bullish about America this year. I can have the insurance company take the interest they're earning, let's say on my million, because they put your money to work and mortgages on shopping malls and skyscrapers, and they may buy AAA and AA bonds and so forth. And so they earn interest, and it may only be, let's say, 4% or 5% general account portfolio rate of return. Now, anytime you can just settle for the low interest, but it's better than a bank. Even if you earn 2, 2.5, 3, 4%, that's better than the bank's paying 1% or less, right? And it's tax-free, whereas the bank is going to have to report the interest, 1%, to the IRS, so you have to pay tax on that. So you're really not netting one. You can choose, if you feel like, oh, the market might crash, you can just say, well, just pay me the general account portfolio rate. But in a year you feel bullish about America, you tell the insurance company, take that interest. Let's say it's 4%. 4% on a million would be 40 grand. I will give up that 40,000 and let you fund an options budget in whatever index or indices I choose. And let's say it's the S&P 500 to keep it simple, and you don't need to diversify more than that, let's say. And so it's in the S&P 500. What are they doing? They're buying upside options in the S&P. Your million is still safe in the insurance company, earning what? 4. You're just giving up the for sure 4% and saying, here, you can do what you need to do with that 4%. So the insurance company's savvy. They buy upside options. So if the S&P goes up 10, they'll have the wherewithal to pay you 100 grand on your million, 10%. People say, well, how can they afford to do that? Because the options that they purchased go up, and they're able to have 10% rates of return, and they may cap it off at 12 or whatever, but they buy options based upon what you want to achieve. If you want it capped at 12% or whatever, some years you go, I want the no cap, and they'll subtract 5 percentage points. And this is why in the year 2021, we had many clients that earned 61.33%. The S&P was actually up from March of 2020 to March of 2021. The S&P was up 66.33%. You subtract 5 percentage points, and people netted 61.33%. We had a client that started out in March of 2020 in his indexed universal life policy with $872,000. And he got credited 61.33%. That's $535,000, over $500,000 in 12 months. And so his account value in March of 2021 was $1,387,000. But what if the next year the market dropped 40%? He would not lose one dime of that $1,387,000 that his account was worth after that big increase. Because you lock in your gains and you reset every year. If the next year the market dropped to zero and you had linked to the S&P, you don't lose what you had in the account. The interest on your money you relinquish, but not the interest the year before that you got credited. Does that make sense? That's called locking in your gains and resetting. And most people do that every year. Now, if this is like, whoa, I don't understand this, but you want to learn? Yeah, let me tell you, a lot of advisors don't even understand this. And this is why financial advisors, CPAs, tax attorneys, I teach the savvy ones how to use IUL for living benefits. And that's why we do events. If you're interested and you're an advisor, you can go to IULworkshop.com and come to one of my educational events. But folks, this is about you who are saving your serious cash for retirement. And you want to know what's better than an IRA or 401k. You're frustrated because of taxes going up. And you know taxes will not be lower in the future. And so why are you socking away money in a tax-deferred IRA or 401k to some future perceived unknown advantage when you are convinced taxes will be higher in the future? That doesn't make sense. And so you go, oh, he must be talking about a Roth. Well, I've never owned an IRA or 401k, as you can probably surmise, but I've never owned a Roth either. Because the laser fund, which is what I call a properly structured, maximum funded, indexed universal life contract, it passes the liquidity safety rate of return test with flying colors and is tax-free. But it knocks the socks off of traditional IRAs and 401ks. Now, I can show you that if taxes go up in the future, a Roth can be maybe 50% better than a traditional IRA or 401k. But a laser fund, a Max Funded IUL, has six benefits that Roths will never have. Roths basically have two benefits. Your money accumulates tax-free. You can access the money tax-free. Okay, Max Funded IUL has those two benefits and four additional benefits. You can put in a ton of money if you want. There's no limits. You can access money 4 days after you put it in. There's no 10% penalty. You don't have to wait 5 years or till you're 59 and a half. There's none of these strings attached. But you can use indexing, like I've been talking about, to be able to earn predictable rates of return that I've averaged 9.62%. And many years, even way higher than that. But I like to be conservative. But you can generate on $1 million nest egg $80,000 a year of tax-free income for as long as you live.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.